New Media is helping you and your colleagues in government collaborate and do your jobs better. One great example is the State Department, where outreach to people throughout the world is getting an update via New Media. Tom Temin, as mentioned, is at the Executive Leadership Conference in Williamsburg. He's standing by with a point person for New Media at State. Tom, tell us who you have.
Good morning, Francis. I'm standing here with the senior new media advisor at the State Department, Molly Moran. Suddenly got very quiet in this room as there are, you should see the hundreds of people consuming pounds and pounds of eggs and bacon here. It's amazing. But Molly, great to have you on the show.
Thank you very much. Happy to be here.
Okay, so you are the senior new media advisor. Now, you've been doing this for some time. This is not something you just started last week, is it?
No, I've actually been working on new media at State for 5 years now. And I'm not the only one doing it. We have many new media advisors. We have a new media director. We have new media folks in public affairs, in our public diplomacy efforts. And my focus is actually internal, meaning that I'm working on new media for employees.
Okay, so where do you draw the line between old media and new media? I mean, old media is pink, little pink pieces of paper that you have a telephone message and bulletin boards. What's the new media?
And telegrams, actually,
telegrams.
In the State Department. New media at this point in time, right now, for me at least, is really synonymous with social media. So we're looking at blogs, wikis, social networks, other kinds of web technology to help employees communicate better with one another. But that said, the goal is really always collaboration, knowledge management, and transparency. So if new media doesn't fit the bill for the goal at hand, obviously we don't push that. Old media, if you want to call it that, works just as well for certain things. And so obviously we still use telephones. In the State Department, we use electronic telegrams. We use official department notices and things like that alongside the new media.
Okay, so your big part is e-diplomacy. And now that sounds like outreach, but it's really internal reach. Tell us what e-diplomacy is all about.
E-diplomacy, it was actually a task force that was started under Secretary Colin Powell. And the goal is to, there's a three-part mandate, the goal is to improve communication largely, to improve knowledge management, to give State Department employees decision-making abilities or at least input in the IT decision-making process. So when the department is coming up with new information technology systems, e-diplomacy, the office, is trying to help end users become more involved in those decisions. And lastly, e-diplomacy is trying to bring other agencies, foreign governments, other state partners into a more robust discussion with State Department, at least technology, helping to connect those partners.
What are the kinds of things they talk about in the new media medium?
It's an entire range of things. So we have people that are working on particular projects. We have people that have discussions about particular regions of the world.
Mm-hmm.
We try to connect people in what we call communities of practice. So it may be that people have a space to collaborate online because they happen to all bike to work. So it's not necessarily always focused on diplomatic or development efforts. It's largely that. But it's giving people a space to collaborate with one another depending on what their goals are.
So that could be a quality of life issue as well.
Exactly.
We're speaking with Molly Moran. She's the senior new media advisor at the State Department. And so what is your personal new media life like? Are you one of those super digeratis? You have the coolest computer, one of those real skinny, skinny apples. So tell us about your new media life.
I do, but I feel that some of the other new media folks at State sort of look at me as a bit of a laggard. So I don't know that I'm necessarily out in front. The project that I'm working on most closely right now is the Secretary Sounding Board, which is a website for employees. It's an ideation forum. And so employees can submit ideas on how to make the department more efficient, more effective. And other employees read those ideas. It's a very transparent medium. They discuss the ideas, they debate them, and we actually just introduced last week some new features so people can vote on those ideas. They can identify the conversation, the comments that are most helpful. They can have favorite ideas, and so as such, we're trying to take, it's a very popular site, and there's a lot of content. And so we were very excited at first when we began to get all that content, and then we realized that content begets more content. And so the more there was on the site, the more discussion we saw on the site. Now we're looking for ways to help employees filter that and find more of a communal voice.
Wow, so it sounds like the uptake's been pretty good. People seem to flock to it. It's not something you have to push on people.
Definitely. Now, part of that is because Secretary Clinton is so supportive of new media and dialogue amongst employees. But it's also that e-diplomacy and some of the management people at State have been sort of setting the road for years, and setting the stage at least, and so making it, I think, possible for people to embrace this. This isn't the first time that employees have seen this collaborative media. We've had Diplopedia, which is the State Department wiki for employees, and so people have been, over the past few years, learning to share their knowledge in a forum such as that. We have Communities at State, which are internal blogs for communities of practice, and several other tools that have really helped people grow in this particular area.
Molly Moran is the Senior New Media Advisor at the State Department. Thanks for joining me.
Thank you.
And from ELC 2010 in Williamsburg, Virginia, Tom Temin, Federal News Radio, 1500 AM.